And now to finish, here with a fertile question of the week, it's Hannah Critchlow.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education, from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we find out what happens if there are problems with multiplications during the beginning of life.
Hi, my name's Louis. I'm 15 and I come from London. I was just wondering, fetuses, their cells multiply really quickly, but I've never heard of one having cancer. Is it possible?
So, can fetuses get cancer? Cancer is the unregulated growth of cells, and during pregnancy, cells divide very rapidly. There are mechanisms in place to prevent cancer developing, but as Professor Graham Burton from Cambridge University points out,
about 1 in 10,000 babies, when they're born, will have some sort of tumour, a swelling in the body associated with abnormal growth. Thankfully, these are usually what we would call benign, in that the cells do not invade into other parts of the body and so can be treated usually at the time of birth. In terms of true cancer, in terms of uncontrolled proliferation, the other way that a fetus could develop that is if it is transmitted from the mother. Fortunately, again, this is very rare. Most maternal tumours will not cross the placenta. The placenta forms a pretty effective barrier to both agents that would cause cancer in an adult, so that the embryo is in a very protected environment, but it will also stop cells from the mother crossing into the fetus. But occasionally we know that there is mixing of the two circulations, the two blood systems, and if the mother has leukemia or a similar condition, it has been reported that the fetus can develop the same problem. Finally, of course, the placenta itself can undergo a cancerous change. This, again, is very rare. It's associated with a very interesting but curious condition known as hydatidiform mole. Normally, you would derive half of your chromosomes from the mother and half from the father, but in these cases, all of the chromosomes come from the father. And this causes very rapid proliferation of the placental tissues. But interestingly, you get very, very small growth of the fetus itself. And so often in these cases, there's no baby to be found at all, just a big mass of placenta. And because of this rapid proliferation, some of those placental cells can undergo a cancerous change.
So, Louis, yes, fetuses can, very rarely, get cancer. We next point our fingers at the topic of touch sensitivity. Martin Schaefer got in touch with this question.
There was an intriguing thing that happened today and we couldn't explain it to ourselves. Every time you touch a touch desk lamp, it goes on or off. But I accidentally touched the lamp with a piece of soap in my hand and the lamp went off. We tried out a lot of materials, but it didn't work with wood, stones, plastic or clothing. So we then found out that you can do the same trick with potatoes. Why does a piece of soap in my hand work so well to switch the lamp on or off as if it was my own hand? Many thanks.
So what gives potato, soap and skin the special ability to activate a touch-sensitive gadget? Let us know your thoughts by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, email chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the debate live on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
That was Hannah Critchlow.
Well, that is all we have time for this week. We come to the end of the programme. I have to say a big thank you to our guests, Stephanie Seisenberger and Mark Dawson. Now, next week, we're going to be uncovering the science of broadcasting and finding out how radio actually works. So get your ears ready to find out exactly how this show reaches you. You can send your questions in to chris@thenakedscientist.com. The production this week was by Hannah Critchlow, Ben Valsler and Tom Simpkins. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.